You're listening to the Kerry Woodham Mornings Podcast from Newstalk ZB.
Have you ever heard of a placebo policy? That's what this three strikes law is, and I don't think bringing it back is going to make one bit of difference. So just the description, the placebo bit. You know what a placebo is when it comes to things like clinical trials? You know, they give someone a sugar pill, tell them it's medicine, the person says, oh, I feel much better, thanks, working a treat. You see, the person thinks they're using a real pill or a real drug, and their mind tells them that because they're doing something, it's working. You're doing something, it's making a difference. But it's not actually doing anything. So that's placebos. And placebo policies are exactly the same. They're policies that people think will work and will make a difference just because they exist. Or more to the point, they are policies that politicians latch onto because they think it makes them look like they're doing something, even though at the end of the day, it doesn't change a blooming thing. And that is what the government's doing with its plan to bring back the three strikes legislation. You commit crimes with punishments longer than 2 years. Third time, judge has to give out the maximum sentence. None of this discounting business. That two-year bit is key because the new version of three strikes isn't going to apply to low-level offending. The idea behind that is to make sure there isn't a repeat of situations that even Labor thought were nutbar. Example, a mentally ill man serving nearly 5 years in prison for kissing a woman in the street. Nevertheless, despite I don't think this will make any difference, some people love the idea. But there is no clear proof, even though there is no clear proof that it reduced the amount of serious crime the last time we had it. But the government's bringing it back anyway because it can. And because it looked like it's doing something. You might have heard criminal defence lawyer John Munro talking to Mike this morning. He was saying that even though we've had this law here before, the government's pretty much flying blind on this one, and here's why.
It hasn't taken place long enough in New Zealand for studies to actually have a good look at whether it works in New Zealand. So we're relying on overseas studies. And the studies, at least in California, where most of them are coming from, are saying, some studies in fact saying that it increases crime.
And that's what some people here in New Zealand have been saying too, since the announcement yesterday, that it is likely some crims, once they've been done for a few serious crimes, will think even less about consequences, because what have they got to lose? Under three strikes, they'll get a tougher punishment anyway for the third offence. So what is to lose? Nothing. There is nothing for them to lose. And that was written all over the Prime Minister's face yesterday when he was talking to the media about it. He couldn't say whether version two of the three strikes law will reduce crime. That's because he doesn't know. And he was just as vague on it when he spoke to Mike this morning, a couple of hours ago, hour and a half ago. Now, don't get me wrong, by the way. I'm not in the least bit sympathetic to criminals, not in the least bit. All criminals, but especially the lowlifes who commit the likes of the 41 different violent and sexual crimes we're talking about with this three strikes law. I mean, you can imagine what they are. I'm not going to go through a list of them. Although this time round, there will be a new strangulation and suffocation offence included. But what I want you to think about, you're listening to me here right now, in your heart of hearts, do you really think bringing this law back is going to make any difference? I don't think it is. If the aim is to reduce violent crime, as far as I'm concerned, the government is barking up the wrong tree with this one. Because if it didn't work the last time we had it, which was between 2010 and 2021. If it didn't work then, do you really think it's going to work now when criminals seem to give even less of a rat's backside about consequences? Really? Of course it's not. But if you're listening down thinking, oh yeah, what is going to work, mate? Mr. Smart Aleck, what is going to work? If this three strikes isn't going to reduce crime, what is? Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know. If I did, I'd be telling you. I mean, there are all the usual things, like trying to make sure kids grow up and don't see crime as their only option. There's all that stuff. But I can't think of one thing that's going to fix the situation anytime soon.
For more from Kerry Woodham Mornings, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 9 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.